day.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Saturday, October 27th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. We are coming live out of Mind Rot. Is it Mind Rot, or is that what they call this place? It's Mind Rot, North Dakota.
I didn't see
my brother actually was stationed in Minot, North Dakota for about a year and a half. Back in the 90s, he hated it. He literally hated it. He was an EMT. He was an ambulance driver here. But we are coming live at you, the Sons of Liberty are, today from Minot, North Dakota. And, folks, if you'd want to check us out, we'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a couple minutes. But if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be one of my Facebook friends, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Again, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the show today, I'm so sorry. Again, we are live out of Minot, North Dakota today, and we have no incoming lines to take any phone calls, so I apologize for that. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because it's a
terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head.
Indeed.
Or if your mind is rotting in North Dakota. We're in one of the metropolis cities of North Dakota. And
oh, really?
Have an opportunity to go out.
It's real happening here, Jake.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
People like drive from the sticks, you know, these towns I've never even heard of. I don't even know how to pronounce their names. And they're like, yeah, we come to town to have a little fun today. I'm like, really? You came to Minot to have fun?
Yeah. And that's a sad place to be, isn't it?
It's fun.
It's beautiful, though.
Very.
But it's if you're a city boy and you come to the country, it's a crucifixion. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, North Dakota, South Dakota is absolutely beautiful. There's nothing like it. But it really is a self-crucifixion because it's like, okay, what am I supposed to think about if that's all I have to do is, you know, or that's all I can gaze upon is the prairie grass.
Yep. And the other thing is
that's people, brown and gross.
People here work and they're not so caught up in the entertainment. Whereas if
that's
you go to a city,
yes,
it's all about entertainment.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, in some of my conversations this morning,
I mean, kids get ruined when they come from the country to the city. Yeah.
That's right. Because it's all about entertainment.
True that.
A guy said to me that he quit working the oil fields. He said, because everybody just wants a paycheck. Nobody wants to work. People just come out here expecting that somebody's going to give them something.
It's going to do it for them.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and interestingly enough, what's happening with the economy out here, and I think it's important to identify this, there's so many jobs. We talked about the Kohl's department store. They can't open because they don't have enough employees. Right now what's happening is federal positions. Like, everybody usually wants a federal job working for the federal government. The post offices are shutting down right now all throughout North Dakota because they can only pay $9.50 an hour.
Yeah.
Because it's part of the bureaucracy.
Oh, that's not enough, right?
And it's not enough because you can go to McDonald's and make nearly $20 an hour. Why? Because free enterprise has drove people's ability to work.
Yeah.
It's drove it through. So if you really do want to work, you can go out and get employed.
Well,
so now what's happening is
this
the federal
is America.
Government.
Yeah.
But at the federal government, because they're capped, and rightfully so, they should be in jobs. Well, first of all, the federal government isn't supposed to have to, isn't supposed to own the post office. That's actually not something
that's right. It's independently owned, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So they do have the ability to protect the roadways so we can get our mail back and forth. But that's a different topic. When you go to these post offices, they can't keep up because free enterprise works so well that people will prosper. But when you get stuck in a bureaucratic system, there's always a ceiling. And that's what's happening.
On purpose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then now what happens is when you have people that are starting to prosper, then the federal government says, well, hold on a second. We can't keep up. How do we regulate even the playing field to eliminate competition? And we're seeing
Regulate, manipulate.
Exactly.
That's what it is. That's what it comes down to. So for all those people out there that hear me right now that don't have a job, you don't have a job either because you don't want a job. Mm-hmm. Or you like television too much.
That's right.
One of the two. And I just want to let you know that you are forfeiting your country and your sovereignty to a foreign nation with that mentality.
That's right.
Because nothing comes without sacrifice.
That's right.
Never will.
And even these evil, wicked men that understand, that get caught up in the bureaucratic system, they understand that nothing comes without sacrifice, but they just...
Well, they understand it because they created it.
They just use the sacrifice of our veterans, like we talk about.
Sure.
When the president goes outside in the White House and he's out having a picnic or out on the lawn, he can look over into Arlington and see the sacrifice and say, thanks, guys, you're the reason that I'm able to continue destroying. Thanks for your sacrifice.
Yeah.
Because the people won't stand up and vindicate that sacrifice.
And as much as I love America, I got to tell them the truth. Isn't that interesting that he continuously does it on a daily basis? Because the American people tolerate it. Right before the show, I was just telling the guys here, I was saying, what does this man have to do before the American people understand that you are under attack?
Mm-hmm.
You are under attack, America.
Yep.
Doesn't get any more clear than this. Yep. What does he need to do?
It's not
what
again,
is it?
I don't know. And it's like, how many different ways do you give analogies and say, look what he did?
Maybe this is the breaker. The SEALs removed one threat to America. Now it's time for the voters to remove the other. Retired Navy SEAL Brad Nagel.
Nice.
Maybe that's the way you do it. Obama's love affair with the Muslim Brotherhood, your enemy, America, poses a clear and present danger to America, but worst of all are the lies and the failure to act, especially in Benghazi. They got my buddies killed, said Brad Nagel, 20-year-old Navy veteran and former SEAL.
Yep.
Maybe that's what it's going to take.
It is.
Just jack up one of these Navy SEALs. But we want to let you Navy SEALs know and you veterans out there know, you're the reason we're on the radio. So we're on the front lines with you.
That's right.
So in saying that, we're not going to forfeit or relinquish or hand over our sovereignty to anybody. We're standing up with others in this country that are saying enough is enough. As a matter of fact, right when we come back from this break, what I'm going to do is we're going to talk about George Washington's vision. This is something that needs to be heard, friends, because it talks of another war coming to this country. We'll spend the next 2 hours talking about the George Washington vision. But aside of that, right before we jump to the George Washington vision, what I want to do is I want to talk about the Navy SEALs and what's going on in Benghazi right now. Because, again, folks, enough is enough. For this man to run for re-election is a bold slap in the face of the American people. There needs to be impeachment, and there needs to be brought criminal charges against him and his administration. This is treason. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Really new. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Get Bradley and Jake. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to know why we're in North Dakota, this is why. This would be you, Jake.
Okay.
All right.
And that was why you pointed at me.
That's why I pointed at you. See how that works?
Goodness, look at that. I'm flowing today. We've heard the comment, or the statement more so, you can never be destroyed from without, you can only be destroyed from within. And just like you were talking about at the last segment, Bradley, about how the veterans are doing their part and the Navy SEALs are doing their part and we're doing our part here.
Can I get you to say that again, please?
Yeah. Which part?
No, what you just said.
Oh, we can never be destroyed from without.
That was Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, James Madison said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, since September 11th, when are you going to open up your eyes and see what's going on here? And again, I'm talking to those that don't quite understand as to what's going on. You are the one that's under attack. Everybody, the media is going hand in glove with this criminal in office right now. You need to understand that. And when I'm talking about everybody, I mean, just yesterday I was listening to, I was going through all my Facebook likes, so on and so forth. And one of the stories that came up was how Bill O'Reilly went after one of the mainstream media outlets, how he wouldn't ask President Obama the right questions. Mm-hmm. But what was interesting is O'Reilly, which I can't say I can't stand the man, but I'm not. He rubs your fur the wrong way. He loves himself, and I really don't like that. If it's really about the people, then really tell the people what it's about. But back to this reporter that wouldn't ask Obama what happened in Benghazi. And he got mad about that. And he just said, then he goes, he complains about the reporter for not asking the right question. Mm-hmm. And then he says, and by the way, basically in essence, Mr. President, you know, this has happened before. Just tell the people at least a little bit of the truth is what he was saying in essence, mm-hmm. without saying it. Just tell them a little bit of the truth, at least to let things simmer down a little bit. Just at least lie to them. And at least that way we can turn around and act like we've done our job. Mm-hmm. That's really the attitude. Mm-hmm. And but let me go back to my point here. what we're seeing today in our country, folks, and you're beginning to see your Navy SEALs, you're beginning to see your ambassadors. Folks, this is on the president's watch. This isn't an issue where just third world countries are under attack. If you look at what's going on in third world countries right now, well, that's exactly what's happening to you. Mm-hmm. They're showing you what's going on over there. But, right, folks, if you open up your eyes, you can see that you're the one that's under attack by this guy in the White House that says he's sparing you and he's protecting you and he's securing your rights overseas, when, in fact, he's actually helping the Muslim Brotherhood, who are your known enemies. And, by the way, these are the people, friends. I don't know. I was told for 10 years we were under an Islamic threat. But now you have a president says no, and when we find out who he's linked to, we find out that he's linked to the very people that are responsible for what happened on September 11th.
Yep.
So how does that work out for you, America? Mm-hmm. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who told us that?
The one who crafted the Constitution.
The father of our Constitution, James Madison. What did he do, friends? He threw off a tyrant named King George. Who would know better than our forefathers to know when an enemy is trying to destroy us from within? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we see.
Exactly. And if you go to that point, and I want to bring this up too, Right Side News just published another column that Bradley just did, and it's about Obama and his war on women. And speaking of Islam and their war on women, you can actually see an honor killing on this video, folks.
It's very disturbing.
And it is. And the reason that we did it wasn't so that we can broadcast what an honor killing is and look what the Muslims do, but so that you can realize there's another level to this kind of hatred. Yeah. There's another level to this kind of evil. And
it's
why
the same method.
Why in the world
method.
Is this administration condoning what Islam does? And then yet, on the same front, saying that the other side, the rights, the conservatives, are at war with women.
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
clearly see who's really at war with
when
women.
When he's the one guilty as
exactly.
charged. Yes.
Exactly.
Yep.
So that was just posted. We put it on the Facebook at The Sons of Liberty Radio, The Sons of Liberty Radio. Also, too, just recently, speaking of doing our part on the motherland here in America, we just did another high school yesterday. We also did an elementary school. And we've got some more stuff coming up
Actually, the
tomorrow.
Producer is the one that's responsible for doing that elementary
that's
school.
Right.
I mean, she was the most, she was
cheerfully red.
Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Yeah, like a...
It was like she was walking on huge shoes or something.
Yeah, and
you
a big
know?
Red
she's
nose.
Wearing big shoes.
She, literally, friends. She really did. But folks, it just does. We don't do just colleges and high schools and tea parties. We do the elementary as well.
Right.
The crew's involved in helping every facet or every demographic that there is out there.
Yep.
And the producer and Jay, can I just talk about your wife for a second?
Absolutely.
I had to.
She had a
because
smashing
I thought,
performance.
I thought. Wow, I just when she came out and she started acting the way she did, she was acting like she had an iPod and she was dancing in the music. I just thought to myself, Jake, can you see what I'm seeing right now? Because this is not going to be a good public moment if
really
you do.
You.
That's good. Did you see it?
No.
Okay.
I was in a different room.
All right.
But
She's red in the face right now. But
I was red without her. She was red without any makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Our other producer was red because of makeup.
And that's literally, she was dressed up as a clown. And yeah. I'm not talking about your wife. Although she acted like a clown.
That's true. That's very
she
true.
Acted more like a clown than...
I know, than the clown
yes,
did.
Yes, but...
Because the other
check
clown
out
never
the,
smiled.
Check out the pictures, friends. It's really an awesome opportunity to reach everybody.
You got it.
And what's interesting is after my assembly yesterday, I asked these kids in this room like I do in every given setting, everywhere I go, I asked the question, how many of you know your rights in this room? How many do you know your rights?
That's right.
And they don't know their rights. And I said, well, how many of you in this room had uncles, aunts, brothers, mothers? You guys know, for those that have listened time and time again, what I say. And I'll ask them that question, and all of a sudden their hands go up. And I'll say, okay, so let me get this right. You have your uncles, your aunts, your grandpas, your grandmas, your cousins, your relatives that serve in foreign wars. Many of them fight, bleed, and die. And you don't even know what they fought, bled, and died for. And all of a sudden, you can just feel it real sober in the room. And it gets heavy
every
in the
time.
Room. And then I'll say to them, well, then why did they fight, why did they bleed, and why did they die?
Mm-hmm.
Boys are coming over here in boxes from foreign wars all day long, friends, and you don't even know the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. Come on. Mm-hmm. Or the Constitution of the United States. And by the way, for those that want to know who's telling the truth, just read the Bible, mm-hmm. the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And you'll clearly see who's lying to you on a daily basis.
Yep.
But I shared that with the kids. And I asked the number one, I talked to a couple kids when we walked outside, students. And I asked them, I said, so what's the one thing that you learned? And I even walked over to a foreign kid. He said, I'm going to go home and I'm going to read the Constitution.
That's right.
That's right. And I asked another little kid, I said, so what'd you learn? He said, the Constitution, I need to read it. Yeah, you do. I was in the bathroom. A kid was in there. You know, that happens every once in a while, guys. I don't know if you guys realize it or not.
You actually have to go to the bathroom?
I had to go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom, and a kid in there, he just started talking to me. He said, my dad was in Vietnam, and I said, well, you know what you need to do, bro, is you need to tell him thank you. He goes, I do all the time. But he initiated the conversation.
Yeah.
That's the point, because if we begin to read the founding documentation, mm-hmm. then we know where we're going.
That's right.
And we know what we're fighting for, but not until then.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I grew up thinking, okay, people in government are people in government. They come up with their own ideas. They come up with their own things. We just vote them in, and they kind of do what they do over there, having no understanding that the Constitution sets the course.
Yeah.
And like you're talking about before, you look
at... What are those Navy SEALs in Benghazi?
Exactly.
What are they doing?
Never think about that, though.
No,
these kids never thought about it. Well, they're cool soldiers over there because they get free college and they're fighting bad people, or maybe they just got, you know, they're really angry and they like to take it out on other
people.
They
forgot, ask not what you can do for your country, right. Ask what you can do for your country. That's a thing of the past, I guess, to some of these kids. But
yep.
Yeah.
Don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
That's right.
But kids nowadays, that's the mentality, is ask what people can do for me.
And the military is using covetous means to get people
that's
in there.
Happens. Because the military, again, when you look at what happens to a government when we start becoming degraded, when you have that situation happening in your own country, then people start to look out for their own. Now, the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself.
Yep.
That's the golden rule. It's what all of us should practice. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself, because Christ loved his neighbor. When we love God, we love what God loved. Christ laid down his life for everyone.
Same spirit.
But when you go away from that, then what happens? Everybody's going to look out for their own.
Yep.
You see a prime example of that, no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, you even had people in the military, Jake, where they threw their arms up in the air. We got a huge suicide rate, by the way.
That's right.
But what's interesting is, I didn't sign up for war.
That's right.
Wait a second. You swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. That means that here at home, friends. So help me God.
Yeah.
What? And then when war comes along, you don't want to serve your country?
No.
Well, that's not what I signed up for. Man, back in the 40s, it was just completely the opposite. They would commit suicide if they couldn't serve their country. Now they're committing suicide because they have to serve their country, or they signed up, and they were lied to.
People had an active role in it, and nowadays what happens, and this is where this mentality creeps in, don't worry about it, kids. Don't worry about it, people. We'll take care of you. Oh, you bet the government will take care of you.
Big brother.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to take care of things yourself and have your own hand or vested interest in your government system, it will take care of you. That's the problem. Somebody's always going to take care of you if you won't take care of yourself. Be self-governed.
So what do we have on Facebook?
So on Facebook, you want to go check out the pictures of the last assemblies that we did, folks.
Look for yesterday.
And we encourage you, if you've got a school, a church, a tea party group, whatever, throughout the country, a university or part of a student group, we'll come to you. Right now we're in North Dakota because somebody said, hey, come to us out here. Next week we're going to be in a different state again. So stay tuned with us, but we want to come visit.
So we're booked out through November.
You got it.
So December's open, friends. Yeah. Yeah.
It's your chance.
I think it's pretty cool.
It's your chance, man.
I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about George Washington's vision, but I better get to this Benghazi thing real quick, too.
Yes.
As promised. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. If you'd like to be on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Friends, the SEALs remove one threat to America. Now it's time for the voters to remove the other. Obama's love affair with the Muslim Brotherhood poses a clear and present danger to America. But worst of all are the lies and the failure to act, especially in Benghazi, that got my buddies killed, says Brad Nagel, 20-year Navy veteran and former SEAL. Newly released emails indicate that the Obama White House knew within 30 minutes of the initial uprising that the American embassy in Benghazi was under full terrorist attack. Of the four killed during that seven-hour battle, by the way...
7 hours?
Yeah. What's interesting is the ambassador, who was a homosexual, was actually sodomized. He was raped by the people in Benghazi before they killed him. A couple of the Navy SEALs were told to stand down. They actually went and they lost their lives. That's what Navy SEALs do, friends. That's what patriots do. Of the four killed during that seven-hour battle, two of the people died in the final hour. Ty Woods, a former Navy SEAL teammate of Nagel's, was one of the last to die. Ty ran his weapon dry and killed 50 jihadists before he was taken down. If this administration has used the intel that they had and sent help, my friend might still be alive, said Nagel. Let me say it this way so everybody understands. If the American people dealt with this administration after the first attack to you and me by impeaching him, these four people would still be alive today. Let me put it in perspective. Because they would be. Ty ran, a Navy SEAL who was killed by the jihadists. Ty ran his weapon dry and killed 50 jihadists before he was taken down. If this administration has used the intel or had used the intel they had and sent help, my friend might still be alive, said Nagel. Other SEALs are just as furious with Obama. Former SEAL Benjamin Smith said, if Obama sent Ambassador Stevens to a death sentence mission in Benghazi, what will he be willing to do to the American people to appease what appears to be deep Muslim Brotherhood ties?
Well said.
He's in the White House, friends.
Well said.
He's in the White House.
And
but we've been saying this for a long time.
And how much better is coming from a veteran who knows exactly what
from
he's
the inside
talking
out.
About. Exactly. I mean, you don't say it any better than that. What would he be willing to do to the American people? Well, the question is, what has he been doing? There's your answer right there. And as he gets more brash and more brazen against you, America,
and he is,
you need to react. And to deal with this man.
Yeah.
And not just through your vote. You need to deal with wickedness because the wicked watch what you do. And they watch how you don't react. And they watch how you will react.
Well, I think it's important for people to understand he didn't get this far by himself, friends.
No way.
He didn't get this far without his union ties, his Democratic criminal party.
That's right.
He didn't get this far without the consent of the American people allowing him to do what he's doing.
That's what I was going to say, because even the union ties and the few that he has as his allies and the, you know, the little money that he has as his allies, the biggest thing that he relies upon is what people tolerate, period.
That's all they're
doing.
That's
where a majority of it is right there.
They're feeling the people up. They're seeing how far they can go with them. That's all they're doing.
It's like a psychological test.
The UN coming in here
government.
Now? How will the American people respond to this? You have foreign government, which was contrived by the Americans back in the 40s. You have foreign government through the UN come into America because America can't govern themselves.
Yeah, try that one.
What's the message, friends?
That's exactly
and
right.
And this administration advocated it.
Yep, out with the old.
And who are they blaming? They're not blaming the Black Panthers, friends, who are intimidating voters. They're blaming you, conservatives, patriots. They're blaming you.
Yep.
You need to understand they're blaming you.
They're blaming people that have done nothing to people that have done everything.
No, what they're doing is they're blaming anybody that stands on the Republic, that stands for one nation under God, that stands for morality, that stands for who we are as a people. That's who they're attacking.
That's right.
And that's exactly who's under attack. And that's who's been. They're attacking governors. They're attacking anybody in our country that's enforcing the laws of the land. And this DOJ under this criminal Eric Holder is doing the exact opposite of his position and what it calls for. It's injustice, friends. This is not the Department of Justice whatsoever.
So two schools of people. Those that will enforce the laws. Those that will promote the laws. Those that will obey the laws. Those type of people you give rewards to. You give medals to, whatever you want to do. But you give them honor. There's a second class of people that commit crimes. They tear down the law. They don't enforce the law. Or they watch as lawless people break the law. Those type of people you prosecute. Who is the UN coming in to watch? People that have in fact committed crimes like the Black Panthers? No way.
Nope.
People who are in fact racist organizations that kill their own people, kill their own women? No. Who do they attack? Those that uphold the laws, the Constitution.
Well, they're afraid of them.
Exactly. Yeah. They're terrified of them because it's a threat to tyranny. It doesn't even take a lot of people that have the right to do away with the wrong, because wrong is wrong. It's always going to be wrong. It's universally wrong. That's why it's wrong. According to whose standard? God's.
Yeah.
And God always vindicates his word. Always, always, always. Because he is a just judge. And he delights in seeing those that will stand up, that will see how he can show himself strong on their behalf. And that's through justice and through judgment. Folks.
Another case in point to Obama and his infatuation with murder, if it's not in the womb, it's outside the womb.
Yep.
But I was sent a picture yesterday, and Facebook actually pulled it down. I have it on my Facebook right now, Bradley Dean, on my Facebook. Jake, if you want to throw it on Sons of Liberty, that'd be great. It's a picture of Margaret Sanger delivering her burning speech. This is what it says. And it's a picture of her standing up in front of the local KKK gals that hang on every word that she has to say. She's the founder of Planned Parenthood. Now, what's interesting about that is the only thing that's not there is baby Obama standing up there raising his hands to her, too. Because if you look at the picture, doesn't that tell you a lot right there? Isn't that very telling? Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood's founder, standing up with the, by the way, they're upholding their right hands. The KKK is what they're, they look like
giving
a bunch of clowns.
Yeah.
Yep. Which, by the way, the KKK is an arm of the Democratic Party, for those that didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But here again, this is how it works. They're self-destruct. They self-inflict.
Yeah.
And they cry victim while they actually attack. But what's happening here is they got their hands up like Hitler did. They're saluting him.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in their KKK garb, and the speaker, she's got her hand up with a book in her left hand, and her hand up like she's preaching the gospel or something, right?
Yeah.
And what she is, the gospel
exactly
of hell, right? And what she is she's standing there being praised by all these people from the KKK, and yet who advocates Margaret Sanger more than Obama does? And yet he decries...
Mm-hmm. Racism.
Totally.
Right?
And he, in fact, is the very racist. So, friends, if you'd like to see it, Facebook pulled it down. I think Google pulled it down. If you want to check it out, it's up on my website right now. Again, it's Margaret Sanger standing in front of the KKK, and they're all saluting her. And nobody's advocated the murder of babies more than Margaret Sanger and Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. And he's talking about attack. He's talking about being the defender of life.
That's right.
And for those that didn't know, especially my new listeners, keep in mind, Planned Parenthood is aiming at the distinction of Hispanics and the blacks, and who stands behind Obama more than the Hispanics and the black, or at least that's how the media reports it. The original name for Planned Parenthood was the American Birth Control League, but the name was too offensive, so they decided to come up with a nicer name. This should have been dealt with in the 30s, friends. The same thing with the ACLU. They should have been dealt with in the 30s. But what's happening is you're seeing branches of Planned Parenthood, and you're seeing branches of ACLU because it wasn't uprooted back
in
the 30s.
So in the 30s, it wasn't tolerated. She was never embraced fully by anybody. But
probably last time.
Just like what you said, is they're allowed to linger. And what happens is when you jump a generation or two and you have a public education system that is educating people on a new way of life, a new way of thinking, then after three generations, that little seed that's been lingering and it was allowed to germinate, though it never got large, it comes forth in full force.
Yeah.
And then after it germinates, it blooms, and then it drops its seeds, and pretty soon you have seeds all throughout, just like your grass, folks, and the weeds. You have to deal with it, kill it at the root, otherwise it's never going to go away. It's going to wait for its opportunity.
Let's lay the axe to the root of the tree, right?
Uh-huh.
On the extermination of blacks, case in point, Margaret Sanger said, the minister's work is also important and should be trained, perhaps by the Federation, as to our ideals and the goal that we hope to reach. Margaret Sanger said, we do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and if the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious...
That's right.
Notice the
rebellious wording.
It's completely backwards.
Who's rebellious? The
totally.
One standing for truth, right?
No, I guess the executioners are the good guys, right?
That's right, sure.
But she said, basically, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members, if you'd like to check that out, it is at Women's Body, Women's Rights, A Social History of Birth Control in America by Linda Gordon, another advocate for murder.
Yep.
So, interesting.
And it's a great way that you just said that, because here's Sanger, cut of the same cloths, cut of the same mind. Listen, folks, this is the devil. This is Luciferian. This is satanic. Oh, that's too spooky. No, he is the father of evil. He was the rebellious one that was cast out of heaven because he liked darkness and not light. This woman calls those that are rebellious, those that would stand for life and that would snuff out little organizations like her. What does this administration do when it demonizes those that stand up for traditional values, family values, and Christian values?
Yeah.
They attempt to demonize them and say that they're the haters, say that they're the ones that are sick in the mind. Go back to the voting polls, which we just talked about before.
It was just the other day that I believe the governor stood up and said, we're going to defund Planned Parenthood. The federal government came in and barred it.
Yeah. They'll sue them for that kind of
thing. Friends, they're stealing your tax dollars, reallocating that money into organizations such as Planned Parenthood, who have been busted time and time for fraudulent activity. Well, how couldn't they be?
Of course.
And yet you have federal judges barring the defunding of Planned Parenthood. What state?
Indiana.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Indiana. That's right.
So Indiana stands, and here's where it has to go.
See, the judges need to be dealt with, too.
Exactly.
Yes.
And this government...
Arizona and Texas, too. Thank you, Heather.
The government, then the federal government, comes in to sue because they want to keep it in the courtroom. When a governor should say, you know what, me and my attorney general, We're not down with this at all. You send your agents in here, we will arrest them, and we will throw them in jail. And that's just what's going to happen. You have no federal jurisdiction over our state to tell us what we can and can't do with our funding. Now, here is a problem with this, though, because the states receive federal funding for these planned
parents.
That's
right. That's right. Catch
so the
too.
State says to the feds, well, we're not going to spend the money you're giving us on what you want us to spend it on. The point is they're the ones giving the money. That's
right.
The danger.
Folks, we'll be right back after this. We're going to get to George Washington's vision. We got an extra hour, so just hang with us. Just going to the flow, hitting what matters the most, friends, to you and me. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and, of course, a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Get over this George Washington's vision. Pretty interesting stuff. What we do have, Jake, your findings?
But this
before we get rolling on this?
Sons of the Republic? Son of the Republic?
Yeah.
Well, basically, George Washington, who we all know is our first president, in the time of the conflict in the Revolutionary War, he was speaking of a vision that he had, and somebody had overheard him.
Anthony Sherman
speaking of this vision, and it was later then revealed before Anthony Sherman had died. I think he was getting close to 100 years old. He then relayed the vision that he heard George Washington say, and it's now in the Library of Congress, so it's literally...
So the only validity that we have on this is what we know of the Word of God, discernments, and... what Anthony Sherman told us, and the fact that it's in the Library of Congress.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's start this up. And then, Jake, if you want to just ad lib, that would be great. But this is some interesting stuff. The vision starts out saying, "This afternoon, as I was sitting at the table engaged in preparing a dispatch," this is George Washington's vision, "something seemed to disturb me. Looking up, I beheld standing opposite me a singularly beautiful female. So astonished was I, for I had given strict orders not to be disturbed, that it was some moments before I found language to inquire the cause of her presence. a second, a third, and even a fourth time did I repeat my question, but received no answer from my mysterious visitor except a slight raising of her eyes. By this time, I felt strange sensations spreading through me. I would have risen up, the riveted gaze of the being before me rendered violation or volition impossible. I essayed once more to address her, but my tongue had become useless as though it had become paralyzed. A new influence, mysterious, potent, irresistible, took possession of me. All I could do was to gaze steadily, vacantly at my unknown visitor. Gradually, the surrounding atmosphere seemed as if it had become filled with sensations and luminous. Everything about me seemed to be rarefied, the mysterious visitor herself becoming more airy and yet more distinct to my sight than before. I now begin to feel as one dying, or rather to experience the sensations which I have sometimes imagined accompanying dissolution. I did not think, I did not reason, I did not move, said George Washington. All were alike impossible. I was only conscious of gazing fixedly, vacantly at my companion. Presently, I heard a voice saying, "Son of the Republic." So, from that point on, she begins to address him,
right,
calling him the Son of the Republic. Look and learn. While at the same time my visitor extended her arm eastwardly, I now beheld a very heavy white vapor at some distance rising fold upon fold. This gradually dissipated, and I looked upon a stranger scene. Before me lay spread out in one vast plain all the countries of the world, Europe, Asia, Africa, and America. I saw rolling and tossing between Europe and America the billows of the Atlantic, and between Asia and America lay the Pacific. Son of the Republic, she said the same mysterious voice as before, look and learn. At that moment I beheld a dark, shadowy being like an angel standing, or rather floating in midair, between Europe and America. Dipping water out of the ocean in the hollow of each hand, he sprinkled some upon America with his right hand, while with his left hand he cast some on Europe. Immediately a cloud raised up from these countries and joined in mid-ocean. For a while it remained stationary and then moved slowly westward until it enveloped America in its murky folds. Sharp flashes of lightning gleamed through it at intervals, and I heard the smothered groans and cries of the American people. Anytime.
I think at that point, I mean, we can understand this to be in America. Where did we all come from? Well, most of us, next to the Native Americans, who were obviously here the whole time as God created man, and they came here. But our ancestry that we had in our original 13 colonies was from Europe, England predominantly.
Yep. A second, the angel dipped water from the ocean and sprinkled it out as before. The dark cloud was then drawn back to the ocean in whose heaving billows and sank from view. A third time I heard the mysterious voice saying, Son of the Republic, look and learn. I cast my eyes upon America and beheld villages and towns and cities springing up one after another until the whole land from the Atlantic to the Pacific was dotted with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you can see that as it continued to grow. Now, this didn't happen during Washington's time, although there was explorers.
Well, this is vision of Washington.
That's right. Exactly. And the Spanish came and colonized Mexico and come up through California. So there was indeed people on both sides. But as America continued to grow, we went from sea to shining sea. You know, we had the Louisiana Purchase, and Lewis and Clark traveled all the way west. And pretty soon, America, all of those states that were in the west, decided we want to put our lot in with the federal government of the United States of America, and that's what they did. And we had cities throughout the whole country from both sides.
So they began to flourish in his vision. Again, I heard the mysterious voice say, Son of the Republic, the end of the century cometh. Now, this is the angel speaking to George Washington in a vision. Okay? Again, I heard the mysterious voice say, Son of the Republic, the end of the century cometh. Look and learn. Well, just think, 1776, during the time of the Revolutionary War, what's coming to an end? The century.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at this, I mean, what's so eerily bizarre about this is because I can already find fault with this in vision.
Sure.
Because why are we talking about a woman angel?
So the first thing I thought.
Yeah, that's right. Because
I've never heard of a woman angel.
No. As a matter of fact, I've even heard preachers talk about how when they die, their husbands and their wives are going to go up to heaven and they're going to have their own houses. I heard that from a preacher one time. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, wait a second. Scripture says they're neither male nor female.
Yeah.
but they're as the angels of heaven.
Mm-hmm. And so, never in the Word do you hear of a female angel.
No, Michael the Archangel, yeah. Gabriel, kicking some serious hind end, and I'm sticking to the Bible, friends.
That's right.
Regardless of denomination, mm-hmm. this is what the Word of God says. Mm-hmm. So I'm already kind of finding a little bit of fault with it. This is in the Library of Congress. This is George Washington's vision. I'm going to go on here. Again, I heard the mysterious voice say, Son of the Republic, the end of the century cometh. Look and learn. At this dark shadow, shadowy angel turned his face southward. Now, this is a man angel. Turned his face southward. And from Africa, I saw an ill-omened specter approach our land. It fitted slowly over every town and the city of the latter. The inhabitants presently set themselves in battle array against each other. Now it sounds like we're going into the Civil War here. As I continued looking, I saw a bright angel on whose brow rested upon a light on which was traced the word Union. That's right. Here we go. Bearing the American flag, which he placed between the divided nation and said, Remember, you are brethren. There's no question as to what that is.
That's right.
That was the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Now, wasn't there a part, or maybe I missed it, but where one hand sprinkled water.
That was at the beginning.
On Africa.
Yep,
and then one on, I think that was actually second, after Europe, it was Africa. So this led clearly to understand that slavery was happening in America, and it was happening in the South where the cloud went to.
Okay.
And then war arose. And folks, a lot of people have different views on what happened with the war and why the war happened, the war between the states I'm referring to. One thing is for certain. There was blood shed, and there was an abomination called slavery, where they literally kidnapped people against their own will. It had nothing to do with debt or crime, and forced them to become slaves. People being stole from other countries. The Bible says to a kidnapper, you're to kill them. It's no different than committing murder. It's a capital punishment crime. But in America, they didn't do that.
1 Timothy 1:9.
For some reason, the South turned a blind eye to it. So why did we get dealt with during that Civil War? And people say states' rights, etc., etc. I see it as God's complete judgment, because man wouldn't deal with it, God did deal with it.
Let's clarify, too. The North was just as guilty as the South was.
And you see that the North actually suffered more casualties than the South.
And let me clarify this, too, because I just got an email the other day asking me what my take was on Abraham Lincoln. I believe Abraham Lincoln, at the end of his life, turned after his 12-year-old son died. I believe he was converted after that point. But if you look at the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln was using slavery as a political battering ram or his excuse. But if you look at the North, they were just as guilty as the South was.
Absolutely.
When it came to slavery.
Well, and if you even look at the Emancipation Proclamation, it only freed slaves in states that the North had not conquered yet, in the South.
Interesting.
The southern states that had been conquered, there was no freedom of slavery there. The legislature eventually did free slaves, but that executive order was completely political, and it was meant to pound the drum for the war. And this war wasn't even started over slavery. The South had already seceded from the Union. And when the South did that, of course, the North didn't want to let go of all the agriculture and all the wealth that was in the South, because the North was industrious and they would industrialize it. And frankly, they would make twice the money that the South would make. And so they didn't want to let them go. And Lincoln was the man chose to, eventually, war was his policy from day one, to force them back into the Union.
Yep. Okay, I'm looking back now, Jake, talking about George Washington's vision. That was recorded. It's in the Library of Congress today. The story was told by Anthony Sherman in 1777. And at the end of his life, he told the story. Jake, you had said he was also almost 100 years old. But it's eerily paralleled.
Mm-hmm.
It very much is. Yeah. And if this was written back then, for him to perceive or foresee these things coming down the line, he pretty much nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
In every sense of the word, but there's some things that are not lining up biblically, friends. A woman, angel, so on and so forth. Now, folks, what I'm going to do when we come back, we're going to continue down this vein. We're going to continuously talk about this George Washington vision, and we're going to keep paralleling, because we got a ways to go, friends. It gets better and better, but it talks about a third war in the United States.
Comes to present day.
But it comes out in a good resolve. It really does. So let's keep going down. Let's see what's paralleled to things that were envisioned back in the 1777 by George Washington and Anthony Sherman. And you have with you Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break. Hang on tight.
Achoo. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.